You're welcome to the presence of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. You're welcome. Those of you online too. God bless you all. Hallelujah. I want to thank God for today. You know, today is a chance. It's our last Thanksgiving for this year. Praise the Lord. Is the Lord not good? We're going to thank God, we praise the Lord. But today, being that, you know, our thanking God in our monthly Thanksgiving service, hallelujah, the Lord is good. So you're all welcome to his presence in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So this month, I tell you, I shall rejoice. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, I shall rejoice in the name of Jesus. You know what? I will enter 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus. We shall rejoice in the name of Jesus. We shall not weep over anything in the name of Jesus. And that's a scripture. We took it from the John 6:22. Hallelujah. Where our brother Daniel read. Hallelujah. We shall rejoice. The things of rejoicing will not cease in our lives in the name of Jesus. It will not cease in our homes in the name of Jesus. We shall enter 2022 with joy in the name of Jesus, with none missing in the name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So today, because I want us to pray and just thank God. Today is Thanksgiving. Hallelujah. I'm just going to give a very short exhortation. You know, we read the book of John 16:22-24. We read 19, right? Hallelujah. 19. You know, when we look at those scriptures, it's not Jesus knew that they were desirous to ask and said unto them, do ye inquire among yourself of that? I said, I'm reading 19 actually. A little while and ye shall not see me. And again, a little while, ye shall see me. Say, very, very, I say unto you, ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. And you shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy in the name of Jesus. How many people are shouting amen to that? Your sorrow shall be turned into joy in the name of Jesus. Our sorrow shall be turned into joy in the name of Jesus. It's a weeping man, joy for a night, but joy comes in the morning. That's why we are going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. That's why we are not going to weep in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So in 21, he said, a woman, when she's travailed, has sorrow. But, you know, we know that when a woman is pregnant, when a woman is giving birth, she's going to say all sorts of things. Praise the Lord. Crying. No, I'm never going to be pregnant. I'm never going to do this again. But as soon as she gives birth, she forgets about that pain. Hallelujah. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. So shall it be concerning us. That we are going to forget about the sorrow. We are going to forget about those pains. Why? Because of the new things that the Lord will do in the name of Jesus. Yes. Hallelujah. He said, Jesus said, and you now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall what? Rejoice. And your joy, no man take it from you. You know, Amplified Version said, and your joy, no man will rob you of your joy. Praise the Lord. No man will rob you of your joy in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. You know, I like that verse. He said, your heart shall rejoice and your joy, no man take it from you. Hallelujah. And in that day, you shall ask me nothing. Very, very, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. Peter to have you ask nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. Praise the Lord. I don't know what you're believing God for, but I want us to know that this is the time that we're going to talk to God concerning it in the name of Jesus. And the Lord said, that when we ask him, he will want to give to us in the name of Jesus. The Lord is good. And all the time. So we shall rejoice and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible says in 1 Thessalonians 5, so we should what? Rejoice always. Hallelujah. But when we have pain, can we rejoice? In anguish, we cannot rejoice. That's why the Bible says, the days of our sorrows, they are over. Hallelujah. Because this is our time to rejoice in the name of Jesus. You know, thank God for this time that it is December, this time that we celebrate the birth of Jesus Christ. You know, when Jesus Christ was born, what happened? The Bible says that the shepherd, they saw the star. They rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. That's in Matthew 2:10. That's why I know that this month we are going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says that through Christ, we have our being. Through Christ, we can do all things. Hallelujah. And there's nothing. Without him, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. But we thank God that we have him always. We have him always with us. Hallelujah. To call. Hallelujah. And also, the Bible says we can do all things through Christ. John 15:5 says we can do nothing without him. Philippians 4:30 says, I can do all things through Christ that does what? Strengthens me. The Lord is going to strengthen us in the name of Jesus. And we read the book. The second verse that was read was the 1 Samuel 2:1-4. We know the story. If we read the book of 1 Samuel 1:17. Hallelujah. The 1 Samuel 2:1-4. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiceth in the Lord. My horn is exalted in the Lord. My mouth is enlarged over my eyes because I rejoice in thy salvation. You know, there's nothing that happened that has not happened before. Praise the Lord. When I was reading the scripture, reading that book of John 6:22, when we look at what happened with Anna, Anna was somebody, if you read 1 Samuel 1:21, you will see that Anna, let's just read 1 Samuel 1:1. Said, now there was a certain man of, that's 1 Samuel 1:1. So there was a certain man of Ramathaim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Su, the son of. And he had two wives. The name of the one was Anna, and the name of the other, Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Anna had no children. He had no children. Hallelujah. So she was not happy. Of course. Why? Because the Bible says in 1 Samuel 1:6, an adversary also provoked her soul for to make her fret because the Lord had shut up her womb. Praise the Lord. And this continued. But Anna decided to hold on to God. Anna held on to God. And in 11, he said, as she bowed, let's see where she. He says, so Anna and Eli rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by the post of the temple of the Lord. And she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept sore. And she bowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, if thou would indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaid and remember me and not forget thy handmaid, but will give unto my hand. A handmaid, a mantle, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Praise the Lord. God answered him. Hallelujah. And when Anna was praying, of course, Eli, if you go and read it, Eli said unto her, how long would thou be drunken? He thought he was drunk. She was drunk. But I'm led to tell you that that period is over in our lives. If we believe in the name of Jesus, our time of crying is over. Amen. Hallelujah. As we believe and trust in him, as we hold on to him, because he never failed. The one that did not fail Anna will not fail us in the name of Jesus. Because it's a God that answered it. Hallelujah. He said, you will no longer sorrow. The time of your sorrow is over. Hallelujah. And Anna, God bless Anna. God bless Anna. And that's why Anna said that in the first Samuel 2. He said, Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. When she was in sorrow, was she able to pray? Was she able to rejoice? No. Why? Because her heart was heavy. Anybody in pain, anybody that has problem, there's no way you can rejoice. If they are telling you to rejoice, how can? Hallelujah. When Sarah was told that she was going to give birth to a child, have a son, she did not, what did she do? She didn't rejoice. She just laughed. Why? Because in unbelief, what are they saying again? What are they saying? Praise the Lord. God will turn things around for us in the name of Jesus. We read the book of Exodus 15. We have Moses. Exodus 15, verse 1. Moses jubilated, rejoiced. Why? Because God made the way in the sea. God destroyed their enemies. Praise the Lord. Even Miriam too. Hallelujah. He sang. Before you can sing a song, you will be rejoicing, right? He sang. And you know, Israel said they sang. They danced. Even Miriam too. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. I'm here to tell you that there's nothing that God cannot do. I want us to understand that as we believe, because, you know, when we look at that verse, when we look at the verse where it says that we can do without God, without Him, we cannot do anything. Praise the Lord. Without Him, we cannot do anything. And we can only do things through Him. Hallelujah. We can only accomplish things through Him as we believe. Anna did not go and where did she go to? She went to the temple, to the house of God to pray. Hallelujah. She prayed and said, God, answer me. You are the only one that I have. You are the only one that I know. You are the only one that can change my story. You are the only one that did it for Moses in the wilderness. You are the only one that can do it again. There is nothing that you cannot do. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good. As you hold on to God, God will turn things around. Hallelujah. God will turn things around in the name of Jesus, because He never changes. He caused them to rejoice. He will cause us to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Because He's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning, He's the end. She rejoiced. She said, there is not only as the Lord, for there is none beside Him. Neither is there any rock like our God. Praise the Lord. We sing that song. There is none holy as our God. There is none beside Him. Neither is there any other God like our God. Praise the Lord. So shall it be concerning us that we will praise the name of the Lord in the name of Jesus. We shall rejoice. You know, there's a song that says, I will rejoice. I will rejoice in the Lord. I will rejoice, for I've made my choice to rejoice in the Lord. Hallelujah. I've made my choice to rejoice. Why? Because I'm depending on Him. I'm not depending on my ability. I'm not depending on myself. I'm not depending on my strength. I'm not depending on my knowledge. I'm depending on Jesus, the one that can cause all things to abide in the name of Jesus. That's why I will rejoice. I don't know about you, but I know that my time of sorrow is over. That my time of rejoicing is now in the name of Jesus. That 2022, I'm entering with rejoicing. I'm entering with singing in the name of Jesus. I shall not more. Can you just rise up and let's just thank God. I shall not more begin to decree in the name of Jesus. I will not more. My time of sorrow is over. My time of sorrow is over. My time of anguish is over. My time of weeping is over in the name of Jesus. This is my morning to rejoice. The Bible says joy comes in the morning. This is my morning to rejoice in the name of Jesus. The Lord that did it for Anna will do it again. The Lord that did it for the Israelites, He will do it again. He has not changed. He has not changed. He has not changed. The same God that made the way in the sea. The same God that changed Anna story is still the same God that has said her sorrow was left behind. Thank you, Jesus. I want us to just continue to thank Him, even at this time. I want us to pray that I will not be missing in 2022, in the name of Jesus. I will not be missing in 22. None of my house, member of my household, none member of the church will be missing in the name of Jesus. We shall enter with joy. We shall enter 2022 with singing in the name of Jesus. We shall enter 2022 with victory in the name of Jesus. Because of Him, not because of myself, not because of my knowledge, not because of my ability, but because of the King of Kings, but because of the Lord of Lords, the one who can turn things around. Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I'm excited this month because I know God is doing great things. Because I know that God is healing that pain. Because I know that God is turning that problem around in the name of Jesus. That thing that has caused discouragement, God is turning it around. Hallelujah. The song that says, I've made my choice to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Anna decided, so I'm going to hold on to God. He went down and said, God, if you can do this, if you can do this for me, she made a vow. Hallelujah. God will do the same because He has not changed. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He has not changed. He said, your heart shall rejoice, and your joy, no man take it from you. No man will rob us of our joy in the name of Jesus. No man will rob us from rejoicing in the name of Jesus. Because the Bible says that we must what? Rejoice always. Hallelujah. Because it's dead, taking away the pain. Because it's dead, taking away the shame. Hallelujah. Our God is a good God. The Lord is good. You may have your seat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory. We give you honor in the name of Jesus. You know, the Bible says, I'm going to read this First Samuel 1. Hallelujah. I'm going to read from 16. Okay, let me read from 14. And Eli said unto her, how long wilt thou be drunken? Put away thy wine from thee. And Anna answered and said, no, my Lord, I am a woman of a sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before the Lord. Count not thy handmaid for a daughter of Belial. For out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken hitherto. Then Eli answered and said, go in peace. The God of Israel grant thee thy petition that thou hast asked of him. And she said, let thy handmaid find grace in thy sight. So the woman went away and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. Praise the Lord. Because why? She believed. She believed the Lord that turned things around with doors. Because the priest was telling her, go. Go. The God of grace will grant you your petition. Hallelujah. So shall it be concerning us this month in the name of Jesus. As we hold on to Him, as we trust in Him, as we hope in Him. Because our hope cannot be dashed in the name of Jesus. He said, no one will rob you of your joy. No one. Because the Bible says it will cause our joy to be what? To be full in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. That's John 15:11. The Lord is a great God. There is none holy like Him. There's none beside Him in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You know, something I love about God. You know, the things that were happening, there's nothing new under the sun. You know, if we read the scriptures, we see that, you know, this thing, God has said it, and it's, you know, the same thing is happening. If He did it before, He will do it again. Hallelujah. He will do it again. The one that caused Sarah to be pregnant at that age. Are you one of those at this time you're saying, what kind of rejoice? You are laughing like Sarah. But God brought it to pass. Because God said, the time of your shame is over.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The time that men are passing you and looking at you and say, what is wrong with this? Is over.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. As we trust in him, in the name of Jesus. Amen. We shall rejoice this month. We shall testify of his goodness. Just like Anna testified. He said, there is none holy as the Lord. There is none beside thee. Never is there any rock like our God. He said, talk no more exceeding proudly. Let no arrogance come out of your mouth. For the Lord is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 4. He said, the bows of the mighty are broken. Praise the Lord. Those that think that are strong, that they are strong, they are persecuted. Those that think that they are strong, they are taking advantage. He said, their bows what? Are broken. And they that stumble are guided with strength. Those that do not have, think that they don't have anyone, they are just going, stumbling and falling. God is guiding them. Hallelujah. To that point where he wants them to be in the name of Jesus. To that thing that their heart desire is yearning for to get in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Is it? Hallelujah. I want to read that, the 4. The Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel 2 verse 4. Is that all? Okay, the bows of the mighty are broken, and they that stumble are guided with what? Strength. Hallelujah. Which in conclusion, which are going to rejoice, and things of rejoicing will not cease from our homes in the name of Jesus. Let's look at Psalm 89 verse 1. He said, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. That would be our song. I will sing of the mercy of the Lord forever. With my mouth, I will make known that faithfulness in all generations. So shall it be concerning us in the name of Jesus. Let's just rise on our feet and just thank God. Father, we thank you. We bless your name in the name of Jesus. We will sing of your mercies, O Lord. We shall sing of your mercies, O Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And let's just sing that song. In faith and belief. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord with my mouth. With my mouth, will I make known? Will I make known my faithfulness? With my mouth, with my mouth, will I make known my faithfulness in all generations? I will sing of the mercy. No, people saw it in the name of Jesus. She gave birth. People saw it, the evidence.
But all she did was to say, God, I thank you, are a great God. You are a great God. The one that turns things around. You are a great God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. I just want us to pray this prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, things of rejoicing will not cease from our home. Let us pray. I have just 1 minute. Father, things of rejoicing will not cease from our homes in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your name, O Lord. Concerning our children, O Lord, we shall have cause to rejoice. Concerning our families, we have cause to rejoice. Concerning the church of God, we shall have cause to rejoice. Concerning our job, we shall have cause to rejoice. Concerning our children, we shall have cause to rejoice. In the name of Jesus. Concerning our marriage, we shall have cause to rejoice. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. For the victories, thank you. For the healing, thank you. For the breakthrough, thank you. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Father, Lord, as men that are sick at this time, Father, visit them in the name of Jesus. Cause their joys to fall in the name of Jesus. We shall testify of your greatness in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. I pray concerning this week, even as we go out, that the breath of the Lord will go in us in the name of Jesus. We shall continue to rejoice in the name of Jesus. The Lord has filled our mouth with laughter in the name of Jesus. Why will we not sing praise? Father, in the name of this week, O Lord, we shall, Lord, go out in your name in the name of Jesus. Go out in the power of your might in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. This week, O Lord, Father, O Lord, evil shall not come near us. It shall not come near us in the name of Jesus. It shall not come near our families in the name of Jesus. But I pray, Lord, concerning this week, in the name of testimonies we have found of your goodness, of your greatness. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Praise the Lord. The Lord is good.